Today's message, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Joe with the Water Cooler Conversations. And maybe you'd expect it in Florida, but it's also something that I'm not too surprised is in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where the most beautiful of days, your wedding day, right, Jill?
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, for most people, that's some of us, not so much.
I mean, it was a great day.
It was a great day.
The marriage itself,
at the time,
so much.
Yeah, it didn't work out, but twice, speaking for myself right now. But you expect it to be one of those things that, you know, is something you'll remember for the rest of your life. And in this case, they will. But apparently there was an altercation with the groom.
And?
Well, his new bride was still in her wedding dress. They'd been drinking and arguing. Things apparently peaked when Kate Pritchard, she's 25, she pulled a gun from beneath her dress.
Oh, my God.
Because it's Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and you come prepared.
Why wouldn't you be carrying on your wedding day under
because
your dress?
Was
it blue?
I don't know.
Or borrowed?
But what I'm thinking is it was in the garter, because that's what sounds just perfect to me.
Where it's else would you hide it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Jill. I'm not going to think about it too much. But I am thinking that she has this gun. Was it she thought that maybe they'd run into trouble on that? Or did
that's
she
awesome.
Know this much about her husband that
she knew better?
She may need some, you know, to be
some
armed,
ammo, so to speak.
Yeah. And so she aimed it at her husband of a few hours.
Happy wedding night,
yes,
kids.
Yeah. The gun was unloaded, but she resolved that by swiftly loading around.
Oh, my God.
You pull it out, you point it at
like
him.
I feel you should just get it annulled right now.
He's sitting there going, oh, come on, it didn't even load it.
It
all right,
is now,
guess what,
sucker.
It is. And so she fired a 9mm pistol into the air.
Oh, my word.
It caused onlookers to flee. Imagine that.
I want to go to a wedding like that.
Yes.
Can you imagine the rager?
Yes, because you figure that the bride goes to jail, the party continues. I mean, at this point, it's a party.
But how awesome if you walk yourself, you get locked into the drunk tank with some lady in her wedding gown.
She's in her wedding gown and saying,
just looking a hot mess.
Yeah, here's where I had the gun, right here in my garter.
Who are you fighting with? My new husband.
Right.
Naturally.
So when police arrived, Pritchard and 30-year-old James Burton denied that there'd been any issue. What? It's our wedding. Come on.
So how'd they find the gun? They have to search her?
Well, yeah, that's right. All right, pull your dress up here, little missy. Well, responding officers found a shell casing.
Duh.
As well as a gun hidden in the bathroom.
Oh.
And, Pritchard was led away in handcuffs, charged with aggravated domestic assault.
Nice work.
And she posted a $15,000 bond and was released to her husband.
That is just a lovely wedding evening.
Sure it is. Well, you know, we had a little mishap on the, after the wedding. How was your wedding?
Things are looking up.
Yeah. Well, it can only get better from here.
That's true.
Yeah, so, unless you actually...
And she actually shoots him.
Right. He pulls the trigger while pointed at him and loaded. So, there you go. So, if you want to have a wedding to remember, the bar is set pretty high here.
Yes, it is.
So, this is what you'd have to do to, make it, national newsworthy. Let's go with that. So, Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message. It's 102.7.